of The Six Shooter, starring James Stewart as Britt Ponsett.
After I made sure of a room for the night, I started out looking for Rink. I had a hunch I wouldn't have a hard time finding him. There was only one cemetery in Petersville, a sloping hill west of town. Pines all around it and soft green ferns mixed in between the trees. Rink was there, sitting on his haunches right beside a mound of fresh earth. He wasn't crying, but his cheeks were streaked with wet dust where the tears had been. Oh, Rink. Say, these things were your paws. I thought maybe you might like to have them here. You, want some supper?
I'm not hungry.
Yeah, well...
You believe what the sheriff said, don't you? You believe he was right to kill Pa?
Well, I wasn't there. I didn't see how it happened.
But you're on his side anyway.
Well, people don't have sides, Rank, not on a thing like this.
I do. I'm on Pa's side. He was a good man. Never did anybody harm, never. No matter what that lying sheriff says.
Well, maybe you saw your dad different from other folks. And that doesn't mean you're wrong. Maybe with you, he was different.
I want to make it up for him, Mr. Ponson. I'm going to get even with that sheriff. I will, so help me.
Now, you listen to me.
Let me alone, Mr. Ponsett. Just stop John and let me alone.
All right. All right, Rank. Now, if you change your mind, you, you know where the hotel is, huh? Good night. I thought he would change his mind. I thought it'd get cold out there in a couple hours and he'd come sneaking into the hotel room, but he didn't. He didn't change his mind. I had the room all to myself. I didn't sleep very much, though. You know how it is when you're expecting something to happen, you sort of keep thinking about it in spite of yourself, and you just don't sleep very sound. Anyway, Yeah? Who is it?
Me, Britt. Sheriff Jay.
Oh, come on in, Sheriff. Oh, morning.
Hope I didn't wake you.
No, I wasn't asleep. I should have been up a long time ago, but hand me my boots, sir, will you?
Hmm? Oh, sure.
Thanks.
Hey, boy's not with you?
No. No, I haven't seen him since last night. Don't know where he went.
Oh?
Something the matter?
Thompson's hardware store was robbed about 3 a.m. No money missing. Just a revolver and some bullets, as far as Brad Thompson can tell.
Oh, I see.
Got in through the back window. Found some boot prints outside. Small boots. Size a boy'd be wearing.
Wait. Did you find anything else?
Yeah. There's a pretty clear trail leading away from behind the store. Be real easy to follow. Almost as if the fellow who robbed the hardware store left the tracks intentional so somebody'd come after him.
What happened to that towel? Oh, here it is.
It was the Larkin kid, wasn't it, Britt?
No, it could have been.
Don't tell me he's got some fool notion of revenge on his father.
Well, he did say something about getting even, Jay.
So he figures when I go riding after him, he'll get a chance to kill me. Is that how you see it?
It's pretty hard to be sure what's going on a youngster's head sometimes.
Doggone it, Britt. Sometimes I wonder why I keep on wearing this star. No matter what you do, it's wrong. Earl Larkin ain't the first man I've killed, not by a long sight. And he deserved it more than most. Killing him didn't end nothing. Just turned his kid bad. But I guess I should have... Well,
let Larkin kill you?
Oh, no.
You gone after Rink?
Maybe the kid will come to his senses.
When you're 11 years old and you get set on accomplishing something, you don't change your mind very easy, you know.
What do you expect me to do, Britt? Go up in those hills and shoot it out with an 11-year-old boy? I got a son of my own. Ned's just about the same age as Rink.
Oh?
If Rink was covering me right now, there in that door, if I saw his finger starting to squeeze the trigger, I wouldn't be able to shoot. No matter what, I wouldn't be able to shoot.
Where's his trail laid?
East, over towards Skull Mountain.
Oh, Widow Jenkins' ranch right over that way. I'm riding out to see her this morning.
Well, I guess it doesn't matter whether I go after Rink or he comes after me. Might as well get it over with. That's what you think I ought to do, ain't it, Britt?
Oh, no. No. No, not necessarily. All I was thinking was that if you did happen to decide to follow Rank, well, we could ride out together, part way at least. We're getting pretty close to Black Canyon, are we?
Yeah, it's only about half a mile.
If somebody wanted to set up an ambush, that canyon wouldn't be a good place, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, here's the turnoff to the Jenkins Ranch.
Huh? Oh, yes, yeah. That's right. Well. Ma Jenkins wasn't expecting me before sundown, so I didn't need to turn off just yet. I could ride along with Sheriff Jay a little bit further. We were moving through Black Canyon now, rocks on both sides, plenty of cover for a person who wanted it. Rink's trail went right straight ahead, and that's why we didn't pay much attention to what was happening behind us. Not enough attention, anyway. I did hear something, a little scratching noise. By the time I turned my head, a barrel of a revolver was poked out through a crevice between two boulders. And it wasn't Rink who was holding the gun.
All right, boys.
What?
And don't rage.
Trigger!
Told you not to rage. Next time won't be your hand. Who are you?
My name's Ponsett. Britt Ponsett.
Oh. Sure took your time coming after me, Sheriff. Were you waiting for somebody like the six shooter to give you a hand?
I never thought you'd be fool enough to hang around. I give you credit for having good sense.
I'd have been glad to move on, but my horse went lame on me. Besides, you put a bullet through my shoulder, remember? Just hold still, Sheriff. The wound is healed now. Okay, I'm out of the saddle. But don't hurry things. Come down slow, one at a time. You first, Ponce. Your turn, Sheriff. Now, walk forward a couple of steps. Away from your horses. Hold it. Oh. Why, forget it. What happened to Locke? I said...
He died a couple of hours after you and him held up the bank.
Well, that's the way it goes. All right, now let's...
You haven't seen his kid, have you?
What? Larkin's kid?
Yeah, a boy about 11 years old.
And what would I be... You mean he's in these parts?
Yeah, he's gunning for the sheriff here.
Sure takes after his old man, don't he?
What do you mean, Traeger?
Huh? Well, that was Larkin's trouble. Liked the gun too much.
Oh?
Sure. Wasn't so bad when we first teamed up, but after a while he wasn't happy unless he could start a gunfight. Asked the sheriff. You know how he was there at the bank. Now, if it had been up to me, we'd have given up when we saw he had us cornered, but not Earl. Anyhow.
You might have been better off if you'd given up.
No, not me, Ponce. Earl, maybe, but not me. Anyway, he'd have been killed sooner or later. Fellas always blazing away, someone's always going to blaze back at him.
Uh-huh.
Now, me, I'm different. I don't enjoy killing the way Earl did.
Uh-huh. No,
of course, there's times when a man don't have no choice.
Traeger.
Like today, maybe. I got to have a horse, and I got to make a break out of these hills.
Now, look, Traeger.
Well, as I see it, there's only one way of getting a horse and of making sure you boys don't follow me.
Traeger!
At least that's how I see it. So, I guess it don't leave me much choice, does it?
He cocked his gun, and a ray of sunlight glinted off the barrel as he tilted up just a fraction of an inch. And then his trigger finger started curling back real slow, like he was playing with us, making us wonder which one of us. I wasn't sure which one of us was going to get it first. If it was me, Sheriff Jay might have a chance to draw before Traeger could fire again. If it was the sheriff, then I... His aim was right between us. He was taunting us, and he knew it. And the slightest move by either one of us...
Yeah, that's right. Keep on wondering. Keep shaking. Nerves.
Which one, you thinking? But it's going to be both of you. Because you're nice and you're close.
And his trigger finger kept tightening. Slowly.
And boys, it's going to be now. So...
For a split second, Trigger just stood there, not moving. Then he fell down on his face. And I saw Rink rise up from behind a rock about 8 feet away.
Rink!
Hello, Sheriff. Mr. Ponson.
Hello, Rink.
You... Holy mackerel, son. You sure turned up at the right time. You've been hiding behind that rock all the time?
You see me, didn't you, Mr. Ponson? When I snuck up behind that rock, that's why you kept talking about Pa.
I thought I saw somebody. Figured it might be you. Sure hoped it was.
I'm glad I heard what he said, Mr. Ponson. Otherwise, I'd never have believed about... I'm sorry I called you a liar, Sheriff. I'm sorry I tried to get you out here so I could...
Now, don't you worry about that, Rick. We're mighty grateful for what you did, both of us. You sure know how to handle a gun.
Pa taught me. I still don't see how he could have been the kind of man who was also so good to me.
Sure, Rank. Sure, I know.
Well, sounds like Trigger's still got some life in him.
Oh, yeah. Well, we better be getting him back to town. Come on, Rank, give us a hand. Well, since I was going to be alone on the Jenkins place while Maul Jenkins went east, there didn't seem to be any good reason why Rank couldn't stay along there for a while, too. At least until the time for school to take up again. So I wrote a letter back to his aunt explaining things. She wrote back. She didn't seem to have any objections. But somehow, reading between the lines, I got the feeling she kind of missed that boy, Rink. And, well, it wasn't very long before he began to miss her, too.
One of the finest things you can do is support your local Community Chest or United Fund. Through them, you can make just one yearly contribution that takes care of many needs. Since only one campaign is staged, much time and effort are saved. Your money is collected and administered honestly and efficiently. So give generously to your Community Chest or your local United Fund. The Six Shooter is an NBC Radio Network production in association with Review Productions. It is based on a character created by Frank Burt, and the transcribed story is written by him. Mr. Stewart may currently be seen in the Universal International picture Thunder Bay. Others in the cast were Sammy Ogg, Russell Thorson, and Tony Barrett. Special music for this program was by Basil Adlam, and the entire production is under the direction of Jack Johnstone. All characters and incidents were fictitious, and any resemblance to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental. This is Hal Gibney speaking. Hear Stroke of Fate next on the NBC Radio Network.